Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today it's a drama that was based on a true story of the woman who was the first sex change patient. And the movie is called The Danish Girl.
I thought this was a lush, fantastic performance by Eddie Redmayne and the wife, Alicia Vikander. Okay. But I was confused about who the Danish girl really was. Was it Lily or was it Gerda, the wife? Because they both had a story to tell.
Right. You know, this is, as you say, a lushly produced drama, and it was directed by Tom Hooper, who won the Oscar for The King's Speech. My only problem with this film was I felt like it was a one-note movie, and that I kept getting this note over and over and over from scene to scene to scene. It was the same scene.
It was really all about the husband's infatuation with himself as Lily. And for a while, I thought, is he more a transvestite than a transsexual? Because in the very beginning scenes, you see him as a man touching fabrics and really becoming so intensely involved with women's dresses that it seemed to make me wonder what his fascination was all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really hard to tell, but I thought it was beautifully acted, particularly by Alicia Vikander. I think she is an actress who's really come into her own this year. But as I said before, I don't think that this movie has enough nuance, that it's just a one-note film.
Well, I agree with you on that. In the very beginning, they go too fast in moving from their relationship as husband and wife to his transformation. And her allegiance to him did not ring true.
I agree. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.